Hello. Brandon is close to joining us. Let's see if he's going to make it. There he is. I haven't touched anything. Swear to God. Just sitting here drinking water.
I know. I could see it. I'm trying with the blinds in the room open for natural light.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it looks better or worse or the same.
You look sunny.
It's always sunny in California.
That's what I hear. Yeah, you look good. I like that sweatshirt.
All right, let's do this. I do too. I like it. It's the short sleeve ones.
Oh, okay. Getting their style cue from the White Sox, I guess. No?
Yuck. The White Sox start everything.
Hey, Cincinnati, or no, Colorado's worse this year, so. We might not be the all-time losingest team ever.
That's true.
It's all the way on the same record pace.
You can't even do that well.
Right now, we're the best. We have to be dethroned by Colorado. So we'll see if they have it in them to beat our record.
Yeah. So, oh, they do.
Good. Too bad we don't play them about
40
times.
They play in a division with three teams that are just beating the Christ out of everybody.
Yeah, you guys, I'm surprised how well your team's doing. Okay.
I'm not.
Apparently. I mean, they're not on pace to win 117 games again or whatever that was, but they are having a heck of a season.
Actually, they have a better record through 50 games this year than they did in the 107 win season.
Wow. So maybe they're going to beat it. Have you played the Dodgers yet?
No, not one prayer. They have not.
Okay. But the Padres you've played?
Yes.
Okay.
A short two-game series that was a two-game sweep for San Diego.
All right. It doesn't count as a series sweep because it's only two games. So we'll go there.
That's what I said.
Like when the Dodgers swept the Cubs to begin the season in Japan. Didn't count. Two games. Doesn't count. Are we in a delay?
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe on your end.
All right. So let's roll, huh? No pre-show. Hey, we got a couple.
No pre-show? Okay, cool.
Well,
ready to go.
You said you gotta get going. So let me pull up the rundown, and then we'll be good to go. My little notes to myself. Not necessarily an actual rundown, but. Something that helps me keep focused, which, as you know, is really hard at my age.
Welcome to the Handcuffs and Sawdust Podcast, the show about life on the street as a beat cop and life in the shop as a woodworker. They pull no punches and tell it like it is. So buckle in and get ready. Now, here are your hosts from Marazzo Woodworking, Mike Marazzo. And from Full House Woodworking, Brandon Silvera.
Hi, Brandon. That's you. You're the last guy in there.
Was this supposed to be buckle
in? It was buckle in, but you can't see my buckle. This way. Okay.
Well, yeah.
I was.
What the hell are you?
I was born in the '60s, so our buckles used to be down here, and if you're small, it goes across your chest. We didn't have shoulder belts back then. I might have hit the windshield several times as a kid. I'm not going to lie.
I've ridden the back of pickup trucks.
Back of pickup trucks. Yeah, we did that too. And then in the car, you would sit on the transmission bump right in the middle of the bucket seats. That was fun. And warm somehow. I don't know why. But anyways, welcome to episode 72. The Handcuffs and Sawdust Podcast. I'm Mike Marazzo. That's Brandon Silvera, Mr. San Francisco Giant fan. And he is ready to roll because it's Memorial Day. So happy Memorial Day to no one that's listening because it will be days later when you hear this. But happy Memorial Day to the families who are remembering their lost ones who served us.
There is nothing happy about Memorial Day.
No, it's not supposed to be a happy day.
Like If you actually think about what it is for a second, it's not supposed to be a happy day. It's supposed to be a somber day, a day of
reflection,
reverence,
right? But
reflection.
I can say in my family, my daughter was born on Memorial Day 29 years ago. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
But she was born on Memorial Day. So this day is a special, more of a special day for us as well. So we observe the holiday in remembrance, and then we celebrate my daughter's life. So that's what we do. Got the flag out. She's going to be cooking some burgers today.
You should always have the flag out.
I usually have a flag out. I switch between the actual blue line flag and not the American flag with a blue line. The actual black flag with a blue line. And then the American flag. I need a flag pole because right now they're on the post of the front porch. You know, I only have one. So I can't put them both out at the same time. So I Memorial Day, obviously Flag Day, 4th of July, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, National Law Enforcement Week last week. Flag up all week, the other flag. How was last week for you? You had training on Monday when we record. How'd that go?
I did. It was a long day. It was actually kind of fun. I'll give our training unit a little bit of kudos. They constantly try to improve like the active shooter training.
Okay.
So we're at the point now where it's basically a force on force with sim rounds.
Oh, nice. That's really
good. That was fun.
I love those. Yeah. Days.
The only downside was that my sergeant was one of the role players. However, he played a innocent. Okay. So I didn't get to shoot him.
No, you could have just shot him.
Thought about it when he threw a pillow at me.
There you go.
Well, he did throw a pillow at me, and I thought about it, but then I decided to shoot my friend that actually had the gun.
You could have taken a bolt out her in the with face. Your expertise. At one,
I could have.
John Wick style. You throw your coat up to block the pillow,
I came up hard corner, and then as you move, sweep right. back around, I could have gone pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, and that's what you get for throwing pillows.
Yeah. And that's what I told him. I go, you're lucky I didn't shoot you when you threw that pillow at me.
I love hitting people in
the face.
And
then he had some sort of like little foam. He had like this little foam thing over his arm. So then after, I'm going to gripe for a little bit. So when you go through this training, you typically schedule it to go with friends, right? That way, because friends make training fun.
Right.
Well, some jackass like jumped up into the group with my friends.
Okay.
So I didn't get to go through the actual force on force thing with my friends. I had to go with a bunch of people who I'm going to be really nice and just call them functional retards.
Oh, Jesus. The opinions in this show are not those of everyone involved in this show. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. No, because it's the retard thing, right?
Bring back retard.
Yes.
Right.
I cannot stand that people are so, so fragile that word bothers them so much. And this is coming from somebody that actually does work with people who have developmental disabilities.
Yeah.
I refuse to call them retards because they're not retarded. They have a developmental disability. They have a disability they cannot fix. Being a retard is a choice.
Correct. That's completely different. Not the same thing.
Yes. So that's...
Did you get to shoot this retard in the face?
No. And that was the downside of it.
How did
I had to go with a bunch of people who were not. No, it was a he.
Okay.
It was a he. It was a real he, him.
How did he avoid getting shot in the face?
I almost shot him in the back of the head.
Good move. Never see that one coming. Unless he's a parent. Because we got eyes in the
back of our head. So that like the scenario is you go in with a pod of four, because you do two scenarios. One is with a four person response. One is with a two person. Mm-hmm. So we go in with this team of four, and I don't even remember I think there was one person in the pod of four that was like competent.
Great.
And then there were two people where it was like, I'm going to because they're all, I won't say all of them. Two of the other three are cowards. So they fell in behind me, and somehow I got to be the point person down the hallway.
Well,
and then I'm like grabbing people. that are trying. Yeah, exactly. I'm the biggest one there. And they're like, no, we'll put you in the front. Like, you, I got two small Vietnamese people and then one Hispanic dude behind me. I'm like, guys, come on.
Nice.
I can at least, like, my shooting platform would be over your heads.
Right. Yeah, you have to shoot through me.
Your shooting platform is going to be in my back, in the back of my head, and my shoulder.
Yeah, unless they shoot
and
between your
legs. And
I swear
to God, if I shot in the back, I'm going to lose my shit. No, they better not.
Make sure the barrel's clean.
Like, I'm
clear.
Having to reach and grab people.
Yeah.
And pull them back. I'm like, no, there's nothing going on. They just said there was an active shooter. There's no stimulus to go towards. You get to go in that room, you coward.
Go in hard right. I go in hard left. You go to the, yeah. You go straight in.
You three go in that one. I back in. You handle the problem that is not in that room.
Right. I got the hall. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it pops off. And you're like, all right, come on. Is that just one person? Give me one person.
Break into two.
And then all of a sudden, they're all three together in one part of the room. And I'm on the other side. What the fuck just happened?
They're like, oh, good luck. Let us know how it ends. It
basically.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was talking to my friends that were role players. And they're like, yeah, once you came in the room, we're like, all right, I squeezed off two rounds at you, but you were moving. So I didn't hit you. And then they all potted up. So I just shot them a lot.
A lot. One big stationary target. Hard to miss.
I may have let a couple of rounds fly before
friendly fire.
Stopped the threat.
So was it friendly
fire? No, I just let it happen for a minute. Like, no, I just kind of was watching for a minute. All right, they're done.
Okay. No matter.
I was laughing.
How many times we train doing that? We're always just firing at each other all the time on breaks. It's like, stop fucking around and stop shooting each other. Why? It's the only chance we can. Yeah.
Because this shit's expensive.
Yeah, no doubt. I love Sims training and rapid deployment.
Well, no, it's really funny to see, like people can be fine during, like, the walkthrough portion of it where there's nothing flying back and forth.
Right.
And the second you introduce just a little bit of controlled stress.
Yeah. They lose their
everything
shit.
Goes out the window.
Right. Yeah.
And then you have, that's why I like going with my friends, because we've actually trained to this standard and, like, it would have just been fun. Meanwhile, like, everyone else is like, ah, it's so bad.
Do you guys have civilians that come in and role play for you from the department?
Sometimes, like, usually,
or friends,
usually for, like, the academy and stuff. Like, well, it's all for overtime stuff. So people volunteer to come in.
Okay.
On like a day off, they get 10 hours of overtime to basically get shot at.
My daughter did it for us.
I get paid 10 hours to actually go train.
Right. I actually shot
my
daughter.
The other part of it was the slow speed parking. Well, that seems
she was a therapeutic. Bad guy. She was a bad guy in a school. So it worked out great. Slow
speed. Right.
And they were supposed to be hiding in the library. And as we're coming up the stairs, I look up, it's a brand new building, like green certified and stuff. And it's got an all glass wall that you can see into the library. And she's hiding behind one of the bookshelves and I can see her. She doesn't know we're coming because she's looking towards the door. I'm like, ah, there she is right there. They're like, you're going to shoot your daughter. I'm like, yeah, she's playing a bad guy today. She's going to get shot. That's how it works. So bring your daughter to work day. Teach her how to do donuts in a parking lot, driving the squad car with lights on, and then shoot her as a bad guy. So,
and seems reasonable.
Didn't mean to interrupt, but then you said you're doing some slow vehicle stuff.
It's so the slow speed, like driver training that you have to do every so often. So the parallel parking, the little star pattern, J turn.
Yeah.
But it's fun because you just hop in the car with a buddy and you guys just go do stupid shit.
You Rockford Files that shit.
And until it's time to actually do it. And you go, okay, fine, we'll take it serious.
It's the same.
But see, and that's the thing is, I have enough seniority on now to where I know everybody that's in training.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They had said something to me earlier in the day. I go, you know what? Look at my buddy. I go, hey, I'm going to fuck up their cone pattern. He goes, what do you mean? I go, I'm just going to yell America and just drive right through the middle of it.
Nice.
And I did. And they were so pissed.
Did you have the windows down when you were yelling America?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Is that on video? Because I'd like to see that. That would be fun.
No. That would have been a good idea.
You got your own body cam right here. You just turn it on.
Yeah, I know.
And roll.
I was driving.
Yeah.
It was very serious.
I'm sure it was.
No, we don't train with our body cams on.
No, your phone is your body cam. That's why you...
I know, but like you're holding it like it's...
You turn it on.
Mounted there.
In your pocket, right here. Yeah.
I used to do that. We don't wear our uniforms to training. We just wear like a t-shirt.
Don't you wear your vest so it's kind of real?
Nah.
Your duty belt?
Bring a duty belt.
Okay. Yeah, we have our vest and our duty belt. And then you can wear bikini shorts if you want. But as long as you got whatever you're wearing, gun-wise and ammunition-wise and stuff. So not that I've worn a bikini.
Even that's borderline where like some people, like the old guys, they'll like just put the little SIM gun in their pocket.
I had lunch yesterday with some former coworkers at my other police department. And they were talking about training and some of the idiots that they have working there and training. And what the new guys, the mistakes that the new guys are doing. And I'm like, I had a 15 or 20-year vet when we were doing SIMS. He carried one mag on his duty belt. And it was sideways. You know, he only had one mag. And had a Glock 19 or something.
Well, it really gets in the way of the stomach.
It does, although he didn't have a big stomach. So I don't know why. But he had a... He had a knife, like Crocodile Dundee, a buck knife. So he had one mag and one huge knife. And we set him up on a traffic stop where I come out and start shooting at him from behind a building. And he shoots.
Was this the guy that threw his gun?
Yeah. Because he didn't bother loading one mag in the gun and one mag in his pouch because it's only training. So it doesn't count. I'm like, okay, you did disable my weapon with your gun. Kudos, but yeah,
I mean,
practice like you play. We've talked about it before.
Did he get the job done?
I killed him like 18 times as he was running away before.
No, you can't die in training. Everyone knows you can't die in training.
Just hit reset and it's all good. I don't like the
like even if you take a shot like straight through here, you have to keep moving.
Keep fighting, not running away. There's a difference. You keep getting hit in the back of the head while you're running away.
Yeah, was it running away? It was a tactical repositioning.
I'd like to say I agreed with you, but he wasn't running towards any cover or concealment. It was just an open field, and he was going.
He was distracting you so his partner could come up and neutralize
pop me.
The threat.
You might be right.
Yes, see? Yeah.
Didn't think about it that way.
See, it's all a matter of perspective.
Sure is.
The rest of my week was... not super involved because we had Little League playoffs going on.
I know, and you sent me, unfortunately, I don't know if I was a day late, but I didn't go on Messenger because if you send it to my text, I'm going to get it right away. But when I was...
Well, yeah, but I know that sending between iPhone and Android is always...
Well, the pictures are good, videos aren't. So that's the issue. Yeah, pictures come out crystal clear, videos don't. But yeah, congratulations.
It was also
man.
Super late.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm very happy for you guys.
So it was very much a, hey, I need to get out of here as close to on time as possible.
Yeah.
And then I make it back for Championship Friday. And so our Little League facility has three fields. Two of those fields have lights.
Okay.
And they wanted to play all the championship games on what everyone kind of deems as the nice field.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have lights. Even though all three are great. No, it has. They all have light. That one has lights.
The good one has lights. Okay.
Yes. So they run the majors division, so like the 12U. And they run the AAA, which is like 11U. They run those playoffs simultaneously. So AAA plays the early championship game with majors playing the 7:30 start time game.
That 7:30 at night?
Well, their game, yes.
Okay.
Because we got lights.
Right.
I would have liked it to start at 7, but, you know, can't always get what you want. So
that's what Mick Jagger says.
The AAA one was really, AAA one was a really good back and forth game, and it ends up ending at like a little bit after 8.
Okay.
Like by the time they're done with the little ring ceremonies and all that stuff. So our game didn't start until 8:30. And it wrapped at 11.
Was it extra innings? Or just everyone scoring and running around the bases?
No.
Wow.
No, it was actually a really clean game.
Why did it take you guys 2.5 hours when it takes everyone else an hour and like 10 minutes?
Well, there were still a total of 11 runs scored.
Yeah. Okay. 6-5.
But it wasn't like defensive errors and all that stuff and a bunch of walks. Yeah. 6-5.
Okay.
I wish it was 11-0. No, I almost had a heart attack because my son, he misjudged a fly ball that carried in the last inning that would have put the tying run at third.
Oh, like a triple.
But then he got bailed out with a little backdoor pick
Nice.
And ended up winning. So now they have a week off, and now they're going to go play in the Tournament of Champions. So they'll play the other 12U championship teams from the other little leagues in our little league district.
Wow. All right. You guys have a lot of little leagues. I guess that's pretty popular
and I never knew that little leagues were broken down like this until I was on the board. And it mattered for like all-star purposes and these kinds of tournaments. So the way it works is you have your local little league. That league is part of a district that has like 5 to 6 other leagues in it. And then that district is part of a section. And that section has, you know, 5, 6 districts in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Then beyond the section, you have the state. Now, California is so big, it has two. It has Northern California and Southern California.
Okay.
And then those states have all the different sections in it. And then the state is part of the region. So, like, California, we're part of Northern California as far as the state. We're part of the West region.
Okay.
And then that's how you get to, like, the regionals for the Little League World Series stuff.
Yeah, so... say you guys win again, is it a best of or is it single elimination?
So it's a double elimination tournament.
Okay.
Their first game is the first. If they win that game, if you stay in the winner's bracket, you play every other day.
Okay.
Whenever you transition to the loser's bracket, then it's an everyday affair. So if you lose your first game, you are literally playing every single day.
Right, until you lose again.
If you do make it, so if you do make it to the championship game after losing your first game, you then have to beat that winner's bracket team twice.
Okay, wow.
So if they say lose the first game on the first, they're playing every single day until they either lose again or until the 8th.
Right, wow. Well,
then you have pitch count restrictions for kids and all that stuff.
Yeah, which good.
Is good, but...
right. It's not as good for teams.
It does
teams
get a little,
that,
it gets hairy.
Right. Trying to keep track of all that. And some teams, at least I know when we were coaching Little League, you got one kid, man. It's usually way above anybody else on your pitching staff. You like to use them as much as possible.
We have two, but the step down from those two to the number three
dramatic.
Kid is drastic.
Yes. Yes, that's a huge gap.
No, it's fun. The downside is nobody in our district likes us, and even though we have the nicest fields of any league, we get our little league is hosting two games on Sunday, and that's it. We will not be playing in those games because they refuse to give us a home game.
Wow.
So we have to commute usually like half hour, 45 minutes down to Salinas to play all of our games.
Road trip.
And that... yep, and that adds an extra, you know, 45 minutes to my commute because I'll be trying to get down there.
Yeah.
So I might get to see the last couple innings of games.
After work.
Yes. because lucky me, I am getting a recruit, not this coming week that we're in, but next week.
Okay.
That needs a little bit of work. And then immediately following that, my recruit that I had sent off a couple months ago should be rotating back. So I am staring 12 weeks with recruits right in the face.
As much as I love training.
And I kind of want to jump out my window right now.
Give me my car back, please.
Well, it's not necessarily just having them in the car. Like, no, it's everything it's generally that goes with fun it. Yeah. During the day.
Yeah.
It's documenting everything. Yeah. I know that both of these guys are, well, gal and guy are going to need work. It just is like, hey, I don't want to have 12 straight weeks of staying there till like 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
And then getting back up at 4.
Better you than
me. So that's the part.
And you're young, yeah, so you can do it.
Of course. It doesn't feel like I'm young.
You can
feels like
do
this
it.
Has aged me horribly. So I'm going to be offering up to people like, hey, can you just stay and do the report writing stuff so I can get in my car and
get home,
drive like a bat out of hell.
See my kid. Yeah. In these rare chances to win another championship.
Well, and the thing is for me, like I know in my heart of hearts that this is probably his last baseball tournament, like the last games that he's going to play because I love baseball. He loves martial arts. He has discovered competition martial arts and wants to get into that. He still likes baseball,
right?
He just loves the martial arts stuff, which I get.
Cool.
So I know that he's got at least 2 more games and I'm gonna try and see those.
Right. No, you have to. Now, can't someone else, we used to, if we had something going on, we could switch with another FTO. Just for that game, can't you just have a buddy pick him up, take your trainee, and then you take off an hour early from work or whatever?
I could, but that kind of sucks for everybody involved, just in continuity of training and all that stuff.
I get it, but your kids, this, you know.
No, I'm right there with you, but yeah. I think I have a way that I can game it and my patrol team, at least between me, my buddy, and my sergeant, we have been known to stretch the rules.
Yeah.
We're okay. Pretty good. Much to the breaking point, but not to the point that
bending point.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
No, you're still good.
Yeah,
I got you. I still got you.
Yeah. I just keep getting pop-ups on my computer because my computer's old as dog crap.
It's all the porn you watch. It just embeds in there. Sends malware.
I don't do that on this one. I use this computer just for like laser files and shit like that. But I'm gonna have to get like an external hard drive. So we'll stretch it to the breaking point. We won't break it, but we'll
get right,
see how far that sucker will stretch.
Right there, right to the end.
So there might be a couple days where they get put out of service for report writing.
Right. They got other stuff to do.
I'm gone.
Right. Yeah. That's the way to do it. That way no one's.
Because that was done
around.
With me when I was in FTO, because the FTO I was with had his SWAT team try out one day. He like I need to get out of here kind of early so that I can get some rest.
Yeah.
So maybe 2-3 hours early, I was sitting on the second deck where the patrol car gets parked and I'm typing up reports.
I used to, if I needed a couple hours.
While he's sleeping.
I would just tell him to do some in-house training while I went out and cleared my head. Sit here, do this. I got to go do stuff. We'll pick this up again tomorrow. Because all the things I would have them do is part of our training. So it's not like they have to do it at some point. So I would save those days when I really needed to get the hell out of there, and then you just go park them somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, usually I don't have too many days or events where it's like, hey, I got to go. Like,
right. I mean, this is a special
thing. I do a pretty
good
job of clearing my schedule when I know that I'm going to have a recruit, but this got sprung on me literally yesterday.
Surprise. Wait, you were
off. That's basically what happened. I was like, yeah, I got a text message. Like, so are you ready? Are you ready for a recruit?
You're like, this conversation's costing you overtime. So,
oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That's the best thing about my boss. I'll tell you why here in a minute. But I'd send him back. I go, yeah, but so-and-so doesn't rotate back to me until July. Just, no, you're going to take so-and-so. Okay. He goes, also, you are going to need to review their DORs for the last, 4 weeks that they've been with.
Right.
Their recruit, the other FTO. And I think an hour a day, so an hour per DOR should suffice. So.
Wow.
I got 16 hours of overtime.
Woohoo. Giddy up.
So.
There's your little storage thing for your computer.
Yeah, there's my external hard drive.
External hard drive right there.
You know, it'd be really great if other things didn't keep popping up so I could squirrel more money away so I could buy a damn CNC like I'd like to.
Yeah.
Like, that would be just fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah, it would. But that's not how life works, right?
No. Life just kind of gives you the double burden and goes, no, we're going to pay for all this.
Right.
And
then something else is going to pop
up. Your car's going to need shocks and struts, and your wife's car is going to need new tires, and let's see, what else? You need a new sliding screen door. And
you can build one of those. Make it out of wood.
I'm just getting a slider. It's like $100. Like, I'm not. Your fence is going to need to be
worked on. Speaking
of
fence, let me know when you're ready for me.
No, go ahead. I've rambled for a while.
Let's see. So we have, with the whole dog incident, we had a fence coming, and it was supposed to be 4 to 5 weeks from the time that we picked this contractor. And Kim had asked me like a week and a half ago, has this guy reached out to you? I'm like, no. I called him like 3 days in a row, left messages. I said, he either took our money, went back to Mexico, or his phone fell in a pool
a long
or
drive.
Right. Or ice came to him. I don't know, but, it's, he took our money and left. So he ended up Friday morning. My phone's on do not disturb. So unless it's an emergency or it's a family member, no one gets through. What constitutes an emergency? When somebody calls you 3 times in a row, that will let the phone call through. So even if it's not an emergency, what if it's just the fence company saying, we're going to come today? I'm like, I wake up, I call them. They're like, we got a crew available. They were supposed to be here Tuesday, like tomorrow. But we're going to come today. I'm like, okay, why'd you have to call me and wake me up? Is there something I got to do? Well, no. Just show up.
No, we just want to make sure you know so that you have pants on.
Show up and put the fucking fence in. So they get here. They start working. Morgan and I make a bet that Kim won't notice that the fence is up. Because that's Kim. She just looks everywhere except where she's supposed to all the time. So Morgan said, oh, she won't notice it until we go on our walk. Maybe. And I'm like, nah, she won't notice it until she walks in the house and looks out the back sliding glass door. Maybe. So these guys are working hard. And it becomes clear at like 4 p.m. that they're still going to be here when Kim gets home at like 5:40. So the bet's off. But it's worse because I'm looking at the fence. Now, my neighbor that we're going to tie up to, they have a privacy fence, full slats, but the top has lattice.
Like a lattice?
Yeah.
So we have the same thing.
12-inch lattice. Okay. So we told them that's what we want. Of course. They're wrapping up the build when Kim gets home. And I'm like, surprise. And she goes, did you look at the fence? I said, oh, yeah, I looked at it. Did you go out and tell them? I said, no, not yet. I got no mental capacity left for anybody in this whole world. I'm not. She goes, you better go out there and say something or I'm gonna. They didn't put up the lattice. They went all the way up to the height with just straight boards and a ledge at the top. So they're all wrapping up and they're picking shit up. And I go out there to the main guy who I let come in my house and take a shit, by the way.
That's like, damn nice of you.
Yeah, well, it was that or in his pants, I guess, in my yard. I'm like, hey, man, the fence is wrong. And I kind of saw it earlier, but you know what, Brandon? It's not my job to watch the guys putting up the fence. So I let him finish. And then I told him, he's like, what do you mean? I go, we're supposed to have lattice up there. And I came inside and I got the brochure and I went out and I got the job order. And it says with lattice. And I got the picture circled in the brochure. And I showed him. And he goes, oh, I'm going to have to call the office. Someone made a mistake. I go, yeah. So either you fix it or I get divorced, because that's where this is going, because that's how mad she is. He's like, well, we don't want that. And I'm like, because I said to her before I went out, I'm like, eh, it looks nice. It's not our forever home. She's like, that's not what we fucking paid for. Go out and fix it. I'm like, okay. So he's like, calls the office, and supposedly the owner, who I could never reach before, who actually came out the first time and did the measuring and stuff, he's coming Tuesday, tomorrow, at like 10 in the morning, where I will then tell him, I don't care if it costs you another $3,000 in materials. We're not going to pay for the rest of this until the fence is right, because that's not what we ordered. So the fence is up, but it'll be coming back down pretty soon, probably in a week or two when they clear another stretch of days. And apparently they can do this all in one day. I thought you set the posts and the concrete one day, and then you come back the next day and build the fence, but they did everything in one day. So I don't know if they're using quick set concrete or whatever. I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
I would say if it's a quick setting one.
Right. It should be okay. But it looks beautiful. Too bad it's not going to be there very long. Monday, I went for a physical, and I went for a knee surgeon guy, because I had this issue with my knee I told you about, like I think is a Baker's cyst or whatever. Turns out it's not a Baker's cyst, because apparently that would be like this huge ball, like a size of a baseball behind your knee, where I didn't have that. So the surgeon who did my shoulder, he's like, you probably have a torn meniscus. I'm like, come on, man. What's next? And he's like, we can send you for an MRI, or you can do a cortisone shot. And I'm like, give me the effing cortisone shot. I want a cortisone shot, and then I want prescription strength anti-inflammatory stuff. So he gave me that, and that was last Monday. He said it takes 5 to 7 days to feel better. Tuesday, I was sore in the injection spot. By Wednesday, I think I could run a fucking marathon. Now today, I'm like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. My knee feels just a little bit of a twinge in there. Like, you know, something's in there, right? Like behind your knee.
Yeah.
But it's not like keeping you from walking like it was. So today it feels great. So on my last PT day on Friday for my back, they also gave me 6 more weeks of physical therapy for my knee. I'm winding up my back physical therapy. I'm talking to my physical therapist. I'm like, hey, can we just double up on these days? Like, so I come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because I really want to play baseball in 2 weeks. And I can't be still not released. Although it doesn't matter, right? Because she's not my boss and I can do whatever the fuck I want. If I hurt myself, it's up to me. So she's like, well, your back's doing well. So I passed all my back strength testing and all this lifting and stuff. We did that. So Tuesday, I see my back surgeon and I have my PT for my final back PT. So I'll be cleared. And she said, you can even start swinging a baseball bat this weekend. So I have a tee set up on the other side of the basement. And I had hung a huge green screen. Like, I have a green screen that's got to be 30 feet long. I bought it on Amazon for this. But it's really too big to use anywhere except for, like, a movie theater curtain or something. It's that big. But I have it on whole half of the basement separating our workout area from the pool table and the drums and stuff. So I was going to hit balls into that. But now, today, I think we're going to go out and hit balls before people start coming over for lunch. Kim Morgan's cooking lunch. I have one of those swing trainers. Have you seen them? Where you put the thing on your bat, and then it's got an elastic band, and you put on your arm.
Oh, swing rail.
Swing rail or swing trainer, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Caleb has one of those.
Okay, it's not on a. It's two pieces, right? One goes on your arm, and
one goes
on
your bat. Yeah, it's a part that straps to your bicep.
Yeah,
and then both little elastic deal slides onto a little plastic piece on your bat, and it's supposed to teach that short pathway to the ball.
Right. So I'm just going to start swinging the bat like a madman and both lefty and righty to see if I have any back issues before I go to PT tomorrow. and then really just start. Hopefully, I did a mile or 2.5 mile run walk yesterday. So it's like my back hasn't felt this good since I was like 20. It's amazing how much the surgery has helped me. So I'm so excited about that, and hopefully be playing ball by the first. I'm hoping. So I got that going on. I said my daughter's birthday. And then the real reason I hung up the green screen, my buddy Brian, who retired from my department, he was my FTO. And back then when I started, Brian had, I think he was in his third year when he became my FTO. We only stayed with one FTO back then. We did all three shifts with one guy. And that's when we were still rotating on 8-hour shifts and stuff. Anyways, he retired.
That sounds horrible for the FTO.
Yeah. And I trained a bunch of guys that way. And now it's so much better. You get them for your part and then send them away. You're like, you guys do it, you know? So, yeah. So much better. But Brian and I are pretty close. And he retired. His wife is a heart nurse, like specialist, heart nurse team in Houston area. So they moved down there when he retired. And he became a realtor, which he enjoyed until apparently he thought, I'm going to go back into law enforcement. Now he's a county sheriff. But he is part owner in a boxing gym up here, and they are opening one in Texas, and they're teaming up with an MMA gym as well. So August 9th, there's this huge outdoor fight, MMA and boxing. And Brian has asked me to be the face or voice of the whole boxing league, so he wants me to be a ring announcer. So,
no, that'll be cool.
Yeah. I put that green screen up because I got a bunch of backdrops of like just boxing rings, green screen boxing rings, so I could stand in front of that thing and hold the mic and in the red corner, you know, all this other stuff. And he's like, don't worry, don't be all stressed out. I want you. You just, my partner has to hear what you sound like, but he's totally trusting me in this. I'm like, all of a sudden, like this whole week, I'm supposed to have it done. And now I'm just scared. I'm afraid to. The reason he got the idea was he was listening to our podcast, and I don't know if we were joking around doing some fight analyst thing, and he's like, no, I heard it, and you'd be perfect. And I'm like, okay, I don't know anything about the fight game. Is that an issue? He's like, no, it's just for the main event. We have a card, you know, black suit, ring girls. We just say, you know, welcome to the event, and in this corner, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right. So
do you get the ring girls?
I get all the ring girls.
And if so, do you need an assistant?
Quite possibly. But you have to be willing to travel because apparently on occasion I'll be going to Texas. So that's
on
cool.
Their dime?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll have to send you
I'll make you tea.
You'll make a tea? Yeah, okay. You got me tea? All right. You'll be the guy that trains the girls how to hold up the ring number, like the round number.
Okay.
Yeah. You could be that guy. I don't know. So I'm kind of scared to do this, but instead of putting all this thought into it, you know, I watched a couple of the guys. The last guy they had is now on ESPN. So I was watching some of his stuff. And he's like, you know, you need a catchphrase. You know, how, well, let's get ready to rumble, all that shit.
Let's rumble. It's time.
Right. It's time. So I like, let's fucking go, but you know, like Wolverine and Deadpool, but you can't say that.
I don't think you can say that. Plus, also, no, I'm pretty sure like Tom Brady and the Patriots might have that one trademark.
Is that, did they do that? Are they mad at Wolverine?
Well,
Deadpool?
That was Tom Brady's thing of just like screaming, like, let's effing go.
Okay.
Maybe you could just drop the F out of it and just let's go.
Yeah. Punch him in the face. I don't know. I got to think of something. If anyone that's listening has any ideas of any catchphrases that aren't in use right now, please let me know and I'll throw them onto this tape I'm supposed to do and send it to Brian by the end.
I like Let's Go.
Let's Go. I like Let's Go too. So we'll see if that rolls.
But you got to do that build up.
Yeah. I'm not going to give it away now or try.
It's
got to
be a hard, deep bassy.
Yeah, my voice doesn't do
almost like bass-y. A Hulk Hogan, brother.
He said, be yourself. Well, it doesn't go. My voice doesn't do that deep.
I've been myself for a long time. Trust me. Yeah. You don't want that.
You need something.
That's what I tell people all the time. They're like, oh, just be yourself. I've been myself for a while. Right. Trust me. You don't want that.
No, I need to be better than myself.
I like me. I like other people.
Not so much.
That's where we run into the issue.
So that's what I've been fretting over. And of course, I missed you last week. So that was a driving a ship at night with no lights on, running into fucking icebergs with me. Luckily, I got through all the people and the officers. That was the main thing I wanted to do, is name all those officers. And I think we have one, I think, that is new. So it doesn't look familiar to me. And we have a question. Or two questions.
Oh, no.
We actually have two. Well, it's actually, we're going to do one this week. It's from Mark Lowendorf, who I mentioned is from Illinois and listens to the show.
We got to empty the mailbag.
We got to empty the mailbag? All right. So first.
Empty the mailbag. Here we go.
I'm going to just read to you what he said. He's glad that we're back from our furlough. And although he was working, or he still works in that city I named, Northbrook, he actually lives in the bastion of progressive socialism called Chicago. Unfortunately, is how he put it.
Sounds a lot like California.
Right? Yeah. So Mark's two questions. The first question is, oh, I don't have a drum roll. Oh, yeah, I do.
That just asked a damn question.
Okay, here we go. And the first question from Mark. Do you feel that when a squad or squads are parked in a Dunkin' parking lot, it perpetrates the stereotype of a donut-munching cop? I think everyone needs a coffee once in a while, and that's fine by me. So that's the first question. I'll let you answer first,
okay,
and then I'll give you
okay.
My...
Okay. No, all right, hold on. Let me get on a soapbox for a little bit.
Get up there!
All right. You want to know why cops like donuts?
Because they're open 24 hours a day.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong answer.
Why?
Let me ask you again. Do you want to know why cops like donuts?
I want to know why. Why do cops like donuts?
Because everybody likes donuts.
Right.
It's fried dough with frosting on top. And what is there to not like?
And jelly inside.
There are some and with jelly or cream or right. whatever. The bottom line is a donut is delicious. Hell and yeah. I don't care if it's a stereotype. If I want a donut at 4 a.m., I'm getting a donut at 4 a.m. And if you don't like that, I got a long walk you can take off a short bridge.
So
donuts are delicious, yes. And donuts are for everybody.
When
and I don't care. I don't care if it perpetuates a stereotype. Go for it. Do you have to get a donut at a donut shop?
No.
You can get a bagel. You could be a weirdo. You could be an absolute freaking psycho and get something other than a donut at a donut shop.
That's a blueberry muffin. Those are pretty good.
Still not so, what you should be getting from a donut shop.
Right.
You should be getting a donut.
When I
it's like going to a pizza place and getting a salad.
Yeah, I can see that.
Monsters exist in this world.
Let me have my donut. So
I want my damn donut.
I'm
very passionate about this, if you can't tell.
I know. I laughed at this
question. My kids will bother me all the time when they're like, oh, dad likes donuts because dad's a cop. Do you like donuts?
Right.
Yes. You want to know why? Because donuts are delicious.
They're called cop vitamins for a reason. It took me a long time to buy it. We don't buy donuts at Dunkin' because they give us stuff for free, coffee and donuts. But I used to go in just for coffee. And I remember walking out with my buddy Jeff, who left years ago. We walk out and I got a coffee and there's two hot chicks in a car right in the front stall. And they're just looking at us. And I'm like, motherfucker, I came in here to get a coffee, not a donut. Although donuts are fine. But I just had that stigma stuck to me as the cop, the donut eating cop, which is hilarious because everyone loves donuts and it's okay.
So what? So, be that donut eating cop.
Right. Now I don't. After that one time, it never bothered me because we go there for roll call. I mean, it's literally our second station house is Dunkin' Donuts. So that doesn't bother me. And I don't think it really bothers anybody else. It's one of those things that people make fun of for no reason, like firefighters who don't actually work. They just polish their weights and work on their cars.
Well, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
I mean.
All right. Here's the second one. And he says he thinks we covered this before, but as a concealed carry holder, what's the ideal way to act during a traffic stop? He gave me an idea, or he told me what he's going to do, you know, pull over, safe spot, which, first of all, Mark, don't drive 18 blocks looking for a safe spot. Cops are used to stopping in the middle of four-lane highways. Just pull over right away. Don't look for, I mean,
if
it's
we don't
nice,
like it, we'll get on the PA
right,
and
say,
tell you.
Move over. But just stop, just pull over. He likes, you know, rolling down all of his windows, turning on all his lights, hands on the steering wheel, all that stuff. Next thing he asked was, does he, his
well, hold on. First thing first, right? To answer the question, what I would prefer and what I do, because I have been pulled over as a cop.
Yeah, right.
Off duty.
Of course.
I roll down all the windows. I don't bother with turning the lights on because that's a lot of freaking movement. And if I see a lot of people moving around and shit.
Furtive movements in the car, you're hiding something.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to yell at them, get out of the car and come here. Now we'll have the conversation over here. Yeah. Congratulations. No, just keep your hands on the steering wheel and they walk up. They'll give you their spiel. And if you start talking before they talk, you're going to screw them up. But then just tell them, like, okay, yes, just so you know, I have a concealed carry or whatever permitting you say in your state. In California, would be, I have a CCW. My gun is located on my hip at like my 4 o'clock or my appendix, or it's in the glove box. And right. Then usually the response is, okay,
don't move.
Don't reach for it.
Right. Yeah.
And we're going to be just fine.
Right. Now,
and then don't be surprised if at least one other cop shows up.
Yes. And is staring at you through the
it
other
doesn't,
door.
It doesn't mean that you're in trouble.
Right.
It just means I don't want to get into a gunfight.
Right. And he actually wrote what you said, you know, his hands are there. He would identify himself as a CCW holder and tell him where his weapon is. Very good. Now, I don't know how it is in California, but here in Illinois, Mark, when we run your license or your license plate, your CCL will pop up and it'll say concealed carry license.
I wish we had something like that.
By law, you do not have to tell me that you are a concealed carry license holder unless I ask. So if I say, I see you have a valid CCL, do you have a weapon on you? You say, yes, it's on my right hip. That's where it's at. If no one says boo and you are a CCL holder, the officer sees it. It's on his computer. Before he approaches the car, he knows that you are a licensed carrier. Most likely he's going to ask you. And it's always good to volunteer that as a nice upstanding citizen. But in Illinois,
see, in California, I don't even think we have a list that we can check for CCW permits.
Okay.
We just have a list of, you know, this firearm is registered to you. But if you don't tell me you have a gun and then I have you step out of the car and I find a gun, 1,000% you're going in handcuffs and you're going to sit in the back of my patrol car while I figure it all out.
We have no idea what kind of weapons you have. It's not, none of those records are available to us. We just know if you have the license or not. So those are good questions.
So, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for that, Mark. We appreciate that.
Did you say there was like a part two to this thing?
No, those were the two questions.
Okay.
Do you think it's okay to eat donuts? What do you want?
Yes, it's okay to eat donuts. Okay. I encourage donut eating.
And also, friends, police officers getting together to eat donuts together, always a good thing. Nothing bad with that. Right.
Or barbecue.
But he's not asking if he saw two cars out in front of the local barbecue place. That's normal. See, that's what doesn't make sense to me. People will just all day say, oh, there's two squads eating dinner at a local restaurant and not even think twice. Two squads in front of a Dunkin'. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Right. The whole world's ending. So don't understand.
It's going to be on Instagram.
Right. Oh, my
God. It's going to be all over the internet.
Yet they will come and support us on, it was last Tuesday. We do Cop on Top at Dunkin' Donuts. Do you guys even have Dunkin' up by you?
Yeah, we got a couple.
All right.
It's just not super prevalent.
Do they do Cop on Top?
I don't know what Cop on Top is.
All right, so for...
it sounds like a sex thing.
It could be. Special Olympics. So every year on National Law Enforcement Day, all the departments in Illinois, if there's a Dunkin' in their city or town, the police department participates where police officers go sit up on top of the Dunkin' Donuts, and they also have a booth outside in the parking lot, and there's a bucket, and you lower the bucket down to people going in. They pay $20. They get a refillable mug. All the money goes towards Special Olympics. So we do Cop on Top, and that's the most police officers you'll see to Dunkin' every time of year. So it's that one day of the year. You got probably 15 guys on shift, off of shift, after shift, before shift, you know, until like 11.
We'll do something called we'll do like tip a cop at a restaurant with Special Olympics athletes for
okay.
that.
All right. Does their chief do
it's
like
California? Nobody wants to perpetuate the stereotype of, you know, donuts because they make you a little bit soft in the middle.
Okay. Sometimes they do. It depends on how many you eat. Let's not blame the donuts. All right. We've got one officer that we can talk about for our fallen officer of the week. And I apologize if we heard his name last week, because Mike was driving that ship into the iceberg and had no idea what he was doing. From the Florence County Sheriff's Office in South Carolina, Deputy Sheriff Nathaniel Ansay, end of watch was Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. Deputy Sheriff Nate Ansay was killed in a vehicle crash at 4:20 p.m. on State Highway 301 when his patrol vehicle collided head-on with an SUV traveling in the opposite direction. He was transported to the hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. The other driver was also hospitalized. Deputy Ansay had served with the Florence County Sheriff's Office for over 1 year. He was 24 years old, badge number 274. And I will check and see, Brandon, I don't know if you have the page up, but I'll see if there's any new canines. There are no new canines, so.
Small victories.
Small victories indeed. So what do you got coming up this week?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Good.
Getting my mind right to have a recruit again.
All right. I get to.
And then I'm going to probably go into the garage here in the next 5 minutes and turn the Giants game on the radio. And I don't know. I'll make something. I don't know what, but I'll make something.
All right. I envy you for being in your shop and wanting to be there. I'm not there yet. I am going to be swapping out a 50-inch TV in our screened-in patio today. I got the new adjustable pull-out mount that I'm going to mount up there and then get the TV up there and just work outside. We had the fence put up, so now we got furniture on the outdoor patio, furniture on the inside patio. And it's so nice to have a dog that's not on a cable running through your furniture, flipping it upside down while he's chasing rabbits. It's an amazing thing. I don't care how long it takes those guys to come back and fix it. No family or anything over today for the holiday?
No, we don't celebrate. It's not a happy day.
It's not a happy day.
A little bit of somber.
Okay.
Not somber. It's more reflective.
Yeah. Do the kids know what it's about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have friends that we talk about.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, I'll be saying a prayer for your family and friends as well as mine today while we're out there.
So, yeah, that's what today is. It's
okay.
An easygoing day, and you try to do something that, in my opinion, like if you know somebody that passed while serving, especially in a far off land, you do something that reminds you of them. So whether if it is going and barbecuing, or if it is going out to a lake, if it's doing whatever, something that invokes their memory, that's what today is. Right. That's what today's about. And don't thank any veterans for their service, because
you're today.
Probably catching us on a day that's like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
Right. That's a different day.
Yeah. That's Veterans Day.
Right.
It's not in today. November.
And you know how many people on Memorial Day do that? Obviously I'm not a veteran and it bothers me. So I know it has to bother you.
I may have been mean to some strangers.
That's okay. You have to get that shirt that I want to get that just says not friendly. So when people walk up to you, they already know. Not friendly. Fuck off.
Does not play well with others.
Does not play well with others. Well, I hope to this week, couple things. Be picking up my two bicycles that I brought to a bike shop to get tuned up, mine and Kim's. I'm going to put a V seat on my bike, which has no nose. I saw it on Shark Tank. So it's just got a place for your ass and nothing pushing into your taint. It's like medically proven to be a great seat, so we'll see. And hopefully get
it's
my motors.
Good until it ends up inside of your ass.
Right. Well, it goes down like this. It's a nose cone like this. So this is what your seat looks like.
That's weird.
And hopefully my new motorcycle will be sent to me this week.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Because now I can ride it once after tomorrow when I get cleared. So looking forward to that. As the guy was taking away my big blue one, he's like, you want to get one last picture? I'm like, nope. Get that fucking thing out of here. I can't ride it. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yep, get it out. And as he's riding it up down the trail, I'm like, God damn, that's a great looking bike. Too bad I couldn't ride it. I was so mad. And I put in a volunteer application on Friday, I think it was, for my buddy Art, who I mentioned last week, who runs a horse farm where they bring people that have special needs to the farm. So I put in a volunteer application. So I hope to hear something from them this week. Hey, Brandon, if someone wants to send us a question, what do?
They DM us or the show.
Okay.
So you can do it at Morazzo Woodworking at Full House Woodworking. See, a little.
Like that.
Or you can send an email to handcuffsandsawdustpodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. Or an audio file.
Or an audio file. You do that too, whatever you want.
I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, surfprepsanding.com, for all your surfing needs.
Really?
If you need a surfboard, it's not at Surf Prep
Sanding. Hannah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
It's that time of the day.
This is what I'm working with, okay? I swear I'm trying my best.
It's not his fault. It's
this is called sundowning.
It's not you. It's me. I am close to having Alzheimer's, and Danny says that my bones are dust. So we have that going on for me, which is nice.
You know.
Right now. I hear kids. It's time to go. Hey, good luck next week.
Go Marlins.
Go Marlins. Hey, we coached the Marlins. We almost went undefeated that year. Our little league Marlins team. So that's good news for you guys. I don't know how it ties in, but there you go. All right, buddy. Good luck. Peace.
All right.
Bye. Bye.